The Good and Bad Podcast Show, Jeff Malice Etienne. This is a PSA. Shit, I call it a PSA. But this is a quick little segment called After the Fact. And this is in regards to my last podcast, where if any of you have listened to it, you would have heard that I had spoke about my daughter's mother. And I'm not going to get into the whole gist of it. Go and listen to it. But basically what I have to say is, first and foremost, let me just say, I want to give a big shout out and a big ups to Jaden. That is my daughter's mother's 16-year-old son. And the reason why I'm giving him a big shout out, I'm shouting him out on this, is because for a 16-year-old kid, he's doing things. He did something that most adults don't even do. And that's sad. That's a damn shame. All right. He heard the podcast. He hit me up, sent me a message on Messenger. He could have came at me in all different types of ways and all different types of direction. He could have been disrespectful if he wanted to, and he didn't even do that. Knowing that that's his, you know, mother that I was speaking about, he could have been on some tough guy shit. He could have been on some, like, you know, I'm going to, you know, talk shit to me and, you know, be disrespectful. But he didn't. He voiced his opinion and he let it be known, like, yo, when it comes to my family, you know, there's certain things that I ain't going to sit back and just watch or listen. And he was just like, yo, listen, you know what? Let's like two men, man to man, let's talk. And he said straight up, if you're the same man that you were 7 years ago, I'm not going to expect a response. If you're not, let's talk. Give him my phone number. He hit me up. Him and I had a conversation. We don't need to go into, you know, what we spoke about. All I'm saying is, he was mad respectful. And like a man, him and I talked. That is the dopest shit ever. Because if y'all have been following me long enough on my podcast and have been listening to it since day one, y'all would pick up and notice that one of the things that I preach about the most is always getting the other side of the story, not just listening to just one person. You feel me? When people post stuff on Facebook, and, you know, and who gives a fuck if the person who posts on Facebook is your best friend? You've known them since you were babies. If that's even your family member, who gives a fuck? We all know that there's always more than one side to a story. You can never just go off of what one person says. Like, come on. Let's be real. And I've always been like, yo, always get that other person's side of the story. And with me, people don't ever do that. So he was the first to do that. And because of that, he gets the utmost respect. Utmost respect from me. I'll tell you that much right now. Utmost respect. Even if he doesn't believe anything that I said, even if he says, you know what, I don't believe him, I'm going to believe everything my mom tells me. That's okay. That's all right. Because the conversation that him and I had, I didn't speak to him on some, hey, I want to speak to you so you can believe me. It's no, he hit me up. He wanted to hear my side of the story. He got my side of the story. And that's that. And, you know, like I said, what him and I spoke about is what him and I spoke about. You know, so I'm not going to put that all out there on some, like, I'm looking for attention or some shit. That's, you know, between him and I. All I'm saying is, much respect to you, Jaden, for that. Real talk. You know what I mean? Like, you always get the utmost respect from me. Absolutely. All right? And like I said, even if he doesn't believe me, and even if he going to just believe his mother and side with his mom, which is, you know, perfectly fine. Just the fact that he, just the fact that he even went out of his way to even hit me up and even take the time to even listen to me, that's good enough for me. And when we hung up on some man shit. He's 16 years old. Most of you fucking adults don't even do that bullshit. And that's fucking sad. All right. So with that being said, yo, all respect to you, Jaden. So the other thing that I want to cover. So because of the fact that I had this conversation with, you know, with him, I'm going to respect him enough to where I ain't gonna bash and I ain't gonna badmouth his mom, aka my daughter's mom. I ain't gonna do all that. What I will say is, I tried reaching out to her, blah, 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 blah. I'm not gonna get into what her and I talked about. I'm not gonna get into, you know, what I said and what she said. That's that. The one thing I will say, and I don't mean to be rude or come at, you know, come at her in a fucked up manner or anything like that. But one of the things that I will say that she said was, after she listened to my podcast, it's she's realized that I have no respect for her. My only response to that is, yo, you got to give respect to get respect. That's all I'm going to say. So whenever I hear people like, oh, yo, he or she ain't got no respect for me, my question to them is, do you respect them? Or do you feel as if you're above them? Or they're beneath you? Or, you know, they're not on your level. So you feel like, I don't have to respect that person, but that person has to respect me. Like, what? Unless that person is a child and you're an adult, I can see, you know, what you mean by that. But also, you still got to respect children. I'm not saying bow down to children or put children on the same level as you. But just because it's a child, you can't go disrespecting a child. So, anyways, you know, I'm sorry. She feels that way. But like I said, at the same time, you got to give respect to get respect. And I don't ever just look at things like, hey, because of the fact that you are my, you know, just because you're my brother, you're my sister, you're a family member, you're my best friend, you're the mother of my child, that doesn't mean you will automatically get respect from me. Absolutely not. If you respect me, I will respect you. Absolutely. Do unto those as you would want done unto you. That's it. So that's all I had to basically wanted to talk about. And that's all I'm going to get into. So, yeah, like I said, you know, that's really all I want to, you know, cover. Now, do I regret doing what I did? I'm not going to say I regret it. I don't regret it. But I will say what Jaden has said to me, I could have gone about it a different way. And I do. I agree with him on that. And, you know, I apologize to him. You know what I mean? And I'll even do it here on the podcast. Yo, Jaden, you know, like I said, I apologize to you over the phone. I'm apologizing to you now. You know what I mean? And he was right. I could have gone about it a different way. And at the same time, I think about it and I'm like, you know, how else could I have, you know, how else could I have, you know, gone about it? If I try and like reach out. If I have an issue with somebody and I try and reach out to you and you ain't trying to hear it, and you're attacking my character. And I'm not saying that's what she did. I'm just giving y'all an example. And you're attacking my character. And I keep quiet about it. I reach out to you. And you know, you're like, yo, I don't want to talk to you. And like, nah, we ain't going to have a sit down. All right, cool, bet. That's fine. But I am going to voice, I am going to defend myself. You know, you feel me? I am going to defend myself. And I am going to, you know, say what I got to say. I mean, other than that, I don't feel as if I was disrespectful with the things I said. I didn't call her any names. You know what I mean? I didn't call her out of her name. I just spoke, you know what I mean? I spoke my truth. I spoke my peace. Now, some people may think it's the truth. Some people may say it's not the truth. That's okay. That's life. That's the point. That's what courts were made for. You know what I mean? That's why they put jurors. So you can decide who believes and who doesn't. That's why a lot of the times in court cases, there's a hung jury. Because some people say innocent, others say guilty. They all can't agree. Hung jury. It happens. It is what it is. I'm still going to be able to look myself in the mirror. I'm still going to go to bed at night. And I'm still going to wake up in the morning, go about my day and live my life. And I'm not saying this to, you know, on no disrespectful stuff. I'm not. The one thing I will say is, you know, she does, my daughter's mother does do a damn good job, you know, being a mom to, you know, to my daughter. I'll give credit when credit is due. Always. She does. Now, I'm not saying this to kiss her ass. I'm not saying it to score no points, because I've never been about that, nor will I ever be. I will never kiss anybody's ass. I'll never brown nose. I'll never try and score any points or try to get on anybody's good side. Nothing. I'll always just be me. But I will always give credit when credit is due. She does. My daughter, clothes on her back, roof over her head, food in her stomach. She's a happy little girl playing sports. She does a damn good job. And then obviously, I see her son, 16 years old. Look how respectful he came at me. Now, I could chalk that up to his mother raised him right. That's what's up. But anyways, that's that. I just wanted to make that clear. You know, I wanted to put that out there. I ain't got no beefs. I ain't got no problem. And, you know, that's that. The one thing that I will say, you know, advice, if people ever want to take my advice, it doesn't mean, if you don't want to, it is what it is. There is way too many beefs. Way too many. There's more drama between two people who are parents than there is of people who don't have drama. And in my opinion, like, we need to change that. There should be no reason why two people can't co-parent together in peace. Sit down. Have a conversation. Y'all don't want to sit down. Y'all don't want to have a conversation. Cool. That's fine. Talk about it over the phone. Y'all don't want to talk about it over the phone. Text each other. Email each other. There's way too many stuff that you can do through social media that, you know, ways of communicating and contacting. You got WhatsApp. You got Telegram. You got Facebook. You got Instagram. You have all these different social media platforms that have Messenger on there that you can communicate. Just communicate. That's it. Talk. Co-parent in peace. Why all the beef? Why all the drama? Even if at one point, you know what? Y'all were bad. Y'all were beefing. It's never too late to just like, all right, let's call this quits. And let's just be parents, co-parent in peace. That's it. You do you, I'll do me. We just co-parent. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's my advice. And that's that. Tune in next week for a brand new episode. a new topic on the Good and Bad Podcast Show. Peace.